Today's Cotton News Line is One Cut. It features Rob Myers, Regional Director for Extension Programs with the Department of Agriculture Sustainable Agriculture Research and Education Program, also known as SARE. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The National Cover Crop Survey Report surveys farmers all over the U.S. using cover crops or interested in cover crops. A key finding this year was that we found farmers who have received payments for cover crops are highly likely, about 90% say they're going to continue to use cover crops even after the payments end. That's been a big question. One question farmers who are not yet using cover crops often ask is, you know, is there a way that they can fit these into their cropping system efficiently? And we're finding a lot of farmers are hiring the cover crop seeding done, either an aerial applicator or their fertilizer dealer or even a neighbor sometimes. For farmers concerned they don't have time for cover crops, those that are using them report that they're able to do it without a big impact on their time, and they feel the benefits are really worth it for their soil health, as I mentioned, weed control, long-term profitability, and dealing with other challenges like soil compaction. So lots of positives coming from farmers using cover crops.